You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio now. Some exciting technology news for you now, courtesy of WeWork. To tell us some more about a new service that's available to beta test right now from WeWork, I'm joined by Dr. Jean-Marc Fogali from WeWork as a Chief Innovation Officer. Jean-Marc, thank you for joining us.
No, thanks for having me on the show, Hubert. Yeah, this is very exciting. It's a new development, again, with WeAssist being co-designed with the RNIB. So it's great to finally be able to talk about it on the show and what it could do for our visually impaired community.
Well, before we get into the beta testing part of it, let's find out more about WeAssist. What is it exactly?
So many people will know WeWalk for being a smart cane company, and we are. So, you know, we created the WeWalk smart cane, which has upper body obstacle detection and navigation. But time and time again, we heard from our lovely WeWalk users that they wanted just a little bit more. For instance, to read documents, to tell what items are on a store shelf, because we know mobility is only one part of the puzzle, right? Once you get to the place you want to go, you have to find the right door number, you might want to find a keyhole, you have to find the item on that shelf. And so we wanted to address that. And that's where the idea behind WeAssist came, where once you get to a place where your smart cane can't necessarily help, like, again, finding items on a store shelf, you simply take out your WeWalk app, you click a button, and you'll be connected to one of our professionally trained sighted guides who will use your smartphone's camera. They can talk to you, you can talk to them, and they can then sort of guide you around and help you do whatever you want to do. And the best part of this is you don't need a smart cane to access this experience. You can simply just download the WeWalk app, and you'll be able to connect to an agent with a click of a button, whether or not you have a smart cane available. The nice thing is it's all within the WeWalk app, so you won't have to download any new apps. If you're an existing WeWalk user, it all sort of fits in within WeWalk's accessible interfaces. So it's, you know, screen reader, voiceover, and low vision compatible as well. And the best part is you can sort of continue your WeWalk journey with the help of the WeAssist agent as well, because they can sort of find your location as well. They can help you out on your journey, integrated into our existing navigation system too.
Now let's talk about availability. So this is currently available to beta test. Can you give us a bit more information on the beta testing process?
Of course. So at WeWalk, we never like to just roll out things without testing them. We always like to give our community a taste of the products. And we did the exact same thing with WeAssist. So WeAssist initially was in trial. So we had sort of, again, co-designed it with the RNIB, the agent training materials, how the system should operate. And we finally came to a point where we thought, look, you know what? I think we're ready to kind of roll this out and to see what people think about it. And that's exactly what we're doing now. So from about middle of October till the end of this year, so the end of December, we're offering the WeAssist service free of charge for people. You simply have to download the WeWalk app. Again, you click the button and you'll be connected for free. And the reason we're doing this is, again, we just want to make sure we can capture as much feedback, but we also want to learn how users are using the service. So again, what are the most common use cases? Is it within supermarkets and shopping malls, or is it potentially within airports and train stations? Again, we want to sort of understand and capture that feedback and deliver a better service for our users as well. So it's an investment from our company, of course. You know, we've recruited the agents already, but this is our way of kind of giving back to the community and saying, test the service, give us your feedback. We really want to do our best for you.
So what are the limitations of the beta testing? Are there any kind of time windows or any other limits that users need to be aware of if they want to take part in the beta testing program?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the current limits are, we're currently only providing the service on working days, so business days, from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. UK time. Now, of course, when the service comes out of beta, hopefully next year, that timing will expand. You know, we're even aiming for things like a 24-hour service. But just for now, since we're sort of offering a limited trial, it's again weekdays from 8 to 6 p.m.
Just a quick question when it comes to, you know, once the service is finally out, do you have ideas of kind of, will this service be free? Will there be a charge for it? And if so, how the pricing models will work?
Yeah. So this is exactly why this beta testing is so important. It helps us gauge the demand. Now, one thing I can assure you is, again, because we're a company of people with visual impairments, we use our own services. We genuinely want to make these services as affordable as possible. Again, we very much so are part of the community. And so ideally for us, we would go to venue operators and they would cover the cost for visually impaired people, meaning that users won't have to pay anything to access the service for certain tasks like certain supermarkets. But until then, you know, the only way we can convince those operators is, again, by running trials like this, capturing the user feedback, assessing the demand. And that's why this is just so important for us. So we're urging people to make calls because, with every call, not only does it help us build a better system, but it potentially even helps us make the system more affordable in the long run as well.
And finally, just to remind people, if they would like to give this a try and provide you some feedback, how can they do both of these things?
Yep, really, really simple. Whether you're an iOS or Android, you simply go to your Google Play Store or the Apple App Store, you download the WeWalk app, you sign up, which just takes a matter of seconds, and then within the app, you'll find a tab at the very bottom called We Assist. You click that tab, and then you click the Connect to an Agent button. For the first time, you'll just have to, provide camera and microphone access so the system will work. But once you do that, you should be able to click the button, and then just like a standard video call, you'll be able to connect to an agent through, again, a one-way video, two-way audio stream. So really, really simple. And we don't put any restrictions for the amount of calls or the duration of each call users want to use. I mean, we were testing the system, for instance, on the underground and at airports, and people were on the call for, well over 2 hours. So we'd recommend, just go crazy, have some fun, download the app and just push the system to its limits, and let's find out how people can use it. But the only thing I urge people to remember is just remember this is still a beta. So it's not a 100% perfect system, but day by day it's getting better thanks to the feedback of our users.
And how can people submit feedback about their experience of the service?
It's actually really easy. So right after a call, you'll be prompted to let us know if you had a good call or not a good call. And you'll also get a text box to sort of leave us some comments and feedback as well. And our agents are genuinely like really lovely people. And again, we work with them, day to day, and they're very open to feedback as well. So during a call, if anyone has any thoughts or would like the service to be improved, they can literally just say that directly to the agents, and that'll then reach us, and we can sort of improve the system that way. And of course, we have our usual online channels as well. So you can reach out to us on any of our social media channels, on our email, info@wewalk.io. So we're all ears on this. Any way that you feel comfortable, let us know. But again, don't hesitate to just let the agent know you're on the call with them. If you feel they're doing a good job, let them know. They'd love to hear that positive feedback. And if you feel it could be better, then again, just please do let them know.
Absolutely. Well, it'll be interesting to see how this service develops. And, if you end up using it, do let us know what you think as well. You can contact us in various different ways, including our Tech Talk email address, which is techtalk@rnib.org.uk or radio@rnib.org.uk. And I'm sure we'll catch up with you in 2026 more about this. But for now, Dr. Jean-Marc Fugali, Chief Innovation Officer at WeWalk, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Hubert, and we're looking forward to everyone's calls. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.